From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast as we continue our study on one simple phrase in the Word of God. And that one phrase is this: stand fast in the Lord. Are you standing fast in the Lord today? Well, I trust that you are if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And this phrase is found among other places in the Word of God in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, where Paul says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." We are looking at that particular phrase, stand fast in the Lord, throughout the course of this week. And I've been defining that particular phrase, stand fast in the Lord, in this manner. To stand fast means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. Did you get that? Allow me to repeat it. To stand fast in the Lord means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. And that's what Paul is saying to the Philippians, as he wrote nearly 2,000 years ago, and what he wrote to them under the inspiration of the Spirit of God 2,000 years ago is very applicable to us today. I mentioned on Monday that the Church of Jesus Christ is under attack, and that attack comes through the world and the flesh and the devil. And as that attack comes upon us every day of our lives, if we are not standing fast in the Lord, then we are going to be spiritually unstable. And that's something that we need to be concerned about greatly, beloved. You say, why? Well, number one, spiritual instability leads to spiritual failure, always. When we are unstable in our walk with and our relationship with the Lord, we are going to stumble and fall and fail and begin to live in sin, and that does not please God. Then, spiritual, unstable Christians are going to be crushed by their trials. You know, trials come our way every day. James chapter 1 tells us that, and he tells us there that we are to count it joy when these trials come our way, not necessarily because of the trials, but because of the result of the trials, which is spiritual patience and spiritual maturity. But the fact of the matter is, if we are not strong in the Lord, if we are not standing fast in the Lord, if we are unstable in our walk with the Lord, then the trials that we face will crush us. And many Christians are crushed today because of that. And then spiritual instability, and you'll want to note this, you'll want to mark this, you'll not want to forget it, that spiritual instability is Satan's goal for every believer and every church. He wants to attack us through the world and through the flesh. He wants to bring this attack upon us day in and day out to the point that he weakens us greatly in our Christian life. And again, remember in Matthew chapter 4, when the Lord Jesus Christ began his earthly ministry, Satan attacked him. And if Satan is so bold to attack the Lord Jesus Christ, he will attack you and he will attack me. And therefore, we must stand fast in the Lord so as to be victorious over spiritual instability. And so we have here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, that tremendous verse, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." Now, it's interesting to note that Paul's admonition to the Philippians to stand fast in the Lord is motivated by his high respect for them, as he refers to them in a unique way in this passage. You'll notice he refers to them as his brethren, as his dearly beloved, as his longed for, as his joy, and as his crown. I mean, he had a very high respect for the Philippians. And because of that, because of his great love for the Philippians, he was saying to them, don't be unstable, but stand fast in the Lord. And I might say that if the Apostle Paul said that to the church at Philippi, you and I who are pastors, yes, I'm speaking to pastors now, you and I who are pastors who love the flock that God gives us should be consistently encouraging them to stand fast in the Lord as well, so that they will overcome spiritual instability. Now, it's interesting to note that that phrase, stand fast, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, is an imperative, and it comes from a Greek word that really is a military term used to describe a soldier standing at his post. In other words, it means this. It means in the face of even the greatest opposition, stand fast. Don't go AWOL. Don't run away from what it is, your duty. And you know, if a soldier would run away from his or her duty, what would happen? They would be court-martialed. Well, unfortunately, many Christians have run away from their duty. When the storms of spiritual attack comes upon them, they have turned, they fled, they've run. That's not a good thing to do. In the face of the spiritual opposition we face every day, every day, every moment of every day, you and I are to stand fast. That is an imperative. That is something that God expects from every one of us. So, today, tomorrow, and Friday, let's focus on the foundation of standing fast, the focus of standing fast, and the form of standing fast. Today, just briefly, let me share with you the foundation of standing fast. What is the basis of being steadfast in the Lord? What is the basis of standing fast in the Lord? Well, two things briefly. Number one is the certainty of salvation. You see, you cannot stand fast in the Lord if you're not saved. That's obvious. And yet, you know, I would venture to say that there are many people under the sound of my voice right now who are not saved. Oh, you're religious. You've been baptized. You go to a local church. You sing in the choir. Maybe you're on a committee. But you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's no way you can stand fast in the Lord if you don't know the Lord. And so I would encourage you, if to take a look at your life right now, and if you cannot find a time when realizing that you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, and you called upon His name and asked Him to save you, I would encourage you to do it right now. Do as Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, call upon the name of the Lord, and He will save you. Romans 10, 13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go ahead. Do it now. Become born again. That lays the foundation for standing fast. Then secondly, the foundation for standing fast, as it is built upon the certainty of salvation, involves the certainty of sanctification. Now, sanctification is a word that isn't used a lot today. It's a word that means to be set apart. And the fact of the matter is, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are set apart unto God. We have been saved from the world, and now we belong to the Lord. We are a part of the family of God through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what we call initial sanctification or positional sanctification. The moment that we get saved, we are set apart from the world and set apart unto God. But you see, that sanctification is something that is to be progressive. That is, day by day, we are to grow in our walk with and our relationship with the Lord. We are to draw closer to Christ daily. How do we do that? Through the Word of God, through obeying the Word of God, through allowing the Spirit of God to lead and enable us in doing the will of God. The fact of the matter is, every one of us ought to be closer to God today than what we were yesterday. That's the concept of sanctification. Make certain that we are growing in the Word of God and growing in our relationship with God. And so, if we are going to stand fast in the Lord, we must have the certainty of salvation. Are you saved? Have you trusted Christ alone as your Savior? If not, I would encourage you right there by the radio right now simply to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. And then as a Christian, are you certain of your progressive sanctification? That is, every day you are growing closer and closer to Christ, every day becoming more like Christ. Those two elements, salvation and sanctification, are keys to the foundation of standing fast. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will look at the focus of standing fast in the Lord, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.